Namaste, Namaha. Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. So, today I'd like to speak to you about self-study. The art of studying yourself is essential to understand what you want in life. Now, I quote one of my dear teachers who said to me, Geraldine, if you don't know who you are, how do you know what you want? And it's very true. With this entire journey of self-discovery for the past 25 years, I've learned that it is of essence to observe your thoughts, your emotions, and sometimes be a bystander of your life and gain perspective, gain an overview what has happened in the past and what's currently happening and where you want to go in the future. The answers mainly lie within. And with the practice of yoga, if it's meditation or the asana practice like yin yoga, you enter into the subtler realms of your being where you are able to listen within. Many people call it the guides. Some call it the voice, the intuition, the gut. Whatever you want to call it, it is a piece of source, divine, divinity within yourself. And it always gives you the exact answers you need at that specific time and place. And studying exactly and listening within is the key to go with the flow in life. And it takes practice. It takes practice to become still, to become calm, to become grounded, to show up for yourself, having self-discipline, to practice each day with a physical practice, to be able to sit down into meditation, and having a mental and emotional practice. And it takes healing. It takes healing of a lot of traumas, observing when you get triggered in your daily lives, when someone says something or does something that triggers you and you can experience a specific emotion within yourself and go inside of it. Try to find out, where does this come from? Why am I getting triggered? And this is part of self-study. Also called in the philosophy of yoga, Svadhyaya. Svadhyaya is important, and if you want to develop yourself and you want to maybe change your life, transform, create abundance in your life, there is no way around it. Change can only be invoked, can only be implemented if you have studied yourself and look at the outcomes that you have found. The findings that are important. No matter how much knowledge you have in life, what is key is to apply this knowledge and implement it. And this is the difference between knowledge, books, reading thousands of books and be very knowledgeable, but not implementing it. That's the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Wisdom is like actually walking your dog. And I can give you an example. I was a teacher, a yoga teacher, quite actively in the past, and, you know, internationally teaching everywhere, but I felt in a certain stage I needed to go through my own healing journey even more profoundly to be able to hold space for others. So I stepped out of the teaching arena because I knew that the space that I was not holding did not come from an authentic part of myself, because I was not walking my talk. And even now, I am still learning and I'm a student forever. And all of us are. And that's okay. When people say to me, oh, I follow this guru, this master. The master and the guru is really within yourself. And part of self-study, Svadhyaya, is finding exactly this connection to your own inner teacher. Your own inner wisdom, your discernment that can only be born from within. It does not matter what other people say around you. It does not matter what other people think or if they come from a place of judgment. What matters is what you think of yourself. And if you can actually be in peace and harmony within yourself. I have observed in the past 5 years living around this area here in Monaco that many people are disconnected with, they're not disconnected from themselves. And that's normal. I had this time also. And there are people who have a lot of prosperity. They have a lot of money, but they are seeking love. They're seeking connection. There are people who have love and connection, but they're struggling with prosperity and creating wealth for themselves. It doesn't need to be this way. Abundance means whatever is good for you and what your heart deeply desires. If this is health, if this is love, if this is prosperity, it's all good. And we all have the right and we all have the means within to create that for oneself. But we all go through our own journey and our own lessons and cycles that we have to go through to learn, but also create blessings out of them and accept them. And the main part of this is to be aware, awake, conscious, not numbing ourselves with certain addictions that are not necessary, not escaping into certain behavior patterns, and being able to be aware and study ourselves to know what we really want. Namaste, namaha.